Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A big day coming up for Hillary Clinton. We'll be talking a little bit about that. Hillary Clinton facing lots of questions, being bombarded about what happened in Benghazi. We know the sad story of the death of the ambassador, Christopher Stevens, and three others. And what about moving the Benghazi compound? Because that's one of the things, apparently, that the ambassador had suggested. So now there's questions about that. And when did he suggest it? And we've already talked about the security stuff, too, as well. So I know that the rest of this week, we're going to be listening to some of that playback on what Clinton actually has to say as she's exiting Washington, at least this time around. This is the end of her political career because she's saying goodbye to the position of Secretary of State. She's not going to be part of the second administration. Does she take a time out and does she decide to run in 2016? It doesn't seem likely, but I don't know that I see her disappearing from the scene. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk about money. One, how you can save it for your retirement, how you can invest it, and also Americans for Prosperity's Levi Russell talking about the possibility of a government shutdown at the end of March. Couple of hot shots at the top of this hour, things that people are talking about. And one of them is this, the Pentagon clearing General Allen. Remember just a couple of months ago when General Petraeus stepped aside because of his affair with a woman who wrote his biography. Then there was the sidebar thing of his buddy General Allen. However, for all the hits he was taking in that crazy scandal, the one that forced the CIA director to resign, it's different with Allen. The Department of Defense Inspector General cleared General Allen, who's really completing his first post leading our troops in Afghanistan and is running to be the next Supreme Allied Commander Europe. So this is good news for Allen, and by all accounts, the people that we've talked from a military perspective on the show have high marks for Allen and what he's been able to do in a commanding sense anyway. So his nomination to be the military head of NATO, remember, was put on ice because of the pending outcome of this IG review. So now what has to happen is they have to decide whether to recommend to the White House whether the nomination, which has been put on hold, should move forward. So that's kind of, who knows, that's kind of in the ether at this point. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta would be the guy that would make that decision, or maybe leave it for the next Secretary of Defense to decide on that. But good news for Allen, and I got the statement late today. In the statement, it just basically said that Panetta was pleased with the conclusion of the Inspector General's investigation, and you know, now we'll see. He says that the Secretary has complete confidence in the continued leadership of General Allen, who's serving, he called it, serving with distinction in Afghanistan. Boy, that would have been brutal if he had went down, if he had gone down that same road as Petraeus had gone down. So big, 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 big story. Another big story, since we're talking about money in this hour of America Tonight, some of the cool people that we've talked to start the year off. What are you doing as far as your investments? What are you doing as far as retirement's concerned, whether you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s? How about this for the market? If we look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it rose. It added 0.4%, and S&P rose 0.5%, basically, and advancing to their highest levels since December of 2007. I've been keeping an eye on this stuff because the two indexes have been smashing some records. They've been hitting new highs since the start of the year, and it's for a couple of different reasons. Some of the blue chip stocks that you may have in perhaps some of the stuff that you've got at work, like DuPont, has risen, has gone up big time. Also, Travelers was pretty big on the Dow for what it's worth, and the Nasdaq was fueled by a 13% jump in shares of Research in Motion. So You know, and that's the BlackBerry deal. The BlackBerry stock has been gaining on all the hype and all the buzz surrounding the launch of BlackBerry 10 later this month. Isn't it funny that fates and fortunes fall completely on conversation? I say that all the time. I mean, that's what the market's based on. We know that. So even Dell, also huge gains because of some of the rumors that have been flying around out there about what Michael Dell, the CEO, is going to do as far as an investment is, talking about a big investment he's about to make. So that's a whole technology sector that continues to rise. Also here in the tidbits at the top of the show, so we've talked a little bit about the Benghazi thing's going to happen. We're going to talk about money and saying that obviously the market has risen and what's happening in Washington on the heels of the inauguration and what the buzz is still over gun reform or not, and an open amendment process. Basically, the Senate gun reform bill might be amended. An open amendment process holds the potential to probably weaken the bill. And we know, we've seen them stuff like Thanksgiving turkeys, and this is a move that could trim some of the bigger measures that have been pushed by the Democrats and some of the gun control groups. So that decision, though, would increase the chances of it passing. That's the big thing, whether it's going to pass or not. And that means people that are more on the bubble, the centrist senators on both sides of the aisle, it gives them a little bit more leeway to safely, to vote safely on some specific aspects of gun control that would otherwise just kill them at the polls in 2014. So where is this headed? Harry Reid says, this is a quote from him, he says, this is an issue that we're not going to run from. It's an issue we need to talk about. So the open amendment process also holds the potential to weaken the bill. There's my dog in the background. Weaken the bill by allowing Republicans to put forward amendments tempering the measure's strong language and broad reach. So we'll see what, you know, we'll see what happens with that, because that's huge. Reid obviously is signaling something here. He's sending up serious smoke signals that he wants to see it go through no matter what. And in fact, he's threatening to change Senate filibuster rules with a majority vote. And you know what that is? The nuclear option. That's probably the bigger story with Reid and what he's saying. He's saying, you know, that this might be necessary to advance the second term agenda. So that means immigration reform and what I just talked about, gun control legislation. If he's saying if he has to pull the trigger on this, he's willing to do it. What do you think about that? Send me a note. Nuclear option, fair or foul. You know, sometimes when you have the power, they're pulling the plug. You know, pulling the plug on the power. They're putting their hand there on the trigger. Harry Reid is showing signs that he's impatient with the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, and they've been negotiating for weeks. He said that they've made some progress, but they still have a long way to go. So we'll see. 24 to 36 hours, will they get something that they can agree on? If not, they'll just move forward, is what Reid is saying, on what they think needs to be done. And he thinks the caucus will support them on that, too, as well. All right, as I mentioned, a lot of money conversation coming up next. Mike Bonacorsi, so hang with us. Hang through here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, you can never be ready enough, I think, for retirement. And my pal Mike Bonaccorsi has certainly taught me that. His book is called Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. In the beginning of the year, that's when financial people really grab our attention, because then it starts to wane and we forget about the things that we said we were going to work on. So now 2013 is here. Mike's in our virtual green room. Mike, as always, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Great to be back, Kate. Happy 2013 to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, thank you. You too. So now we have this new year. It's here. What are the things that we should be thinking about at the start of the year so that we can get closer to our goals as we get to the end of another year?
Well, you know, the thing about the review, the year-end review, is because is that you're covering two different areas. Number one, I'd like to go back and look and say, how did I do last year? And what do I need to change? What do I need to tweak? What do I need to adjust in the coming year? So the first step I like to take is, how did I do last year? And, you know, as you do this, as you review your plan, you really have to be honest with yourself. Make sure that you're, you know, if you didn't do something, if you didn't get it done, admit it and start over again. But, you know, it's always good. Take a look. Did you have saving goals and did you meet them? Are you contributing to your retirement plan? Are you able to put away enough money at least to max out your employer's contribution? If you're over 50, are you taking advantage of the catch-up that's available to you? If you don't have a company plan, do you have an IRA? Do you have some type of savings plan in process, some way, some system of putting money away, and when possible, putting it away on a tax advantage plan? The next thing is that, are you living within your means? Did you reduce or did you increase your debt? If you increased your debt, what were the circumstances? Was it a one-time event? Maybe you had to buy a car and you've got a plan to reduce it. Or is it an ongoing issue, one that requires a hard look at your lifestyle and spending habits? Maybe your spending habits are a little bit bigger than your income, and you have to take some serious, make some serious adjustments there. Insurance. Are you adequately insured? Do you have enough insurance for your health, your home, your life, even liability insurance? Insurance is incredibly important to handle those big issues that come up. And, you know, one of the things you got to realize is that not all parts of your plan refer to your finances, but they're just as important. You know, have there been any changes in your health or that of a family member? Have you moved towards a healthier lifestyle? Are you exercising more and improving your diet, less stress in your life? Did you get enough family time in, fun time, and even some time for yourself? All of these things are critical to making your plan work. Did you have any personal goals, and did you accomplish them? What are your goals going to be this year? You know, have you got an estate plan in place? All of these things are all part of the planning process, and this is the time of the year. Everybody's thinking about a new beginning. Everybody's wrapping up last year, and this is when you want to get started on this stuff.
Yeah. And also, too, because if we think what happened in 2012 and we're getting ready for taxes, people are starting to get things back in the mail and they're looking at what the taxes are going to look like, or maybe they're ahead of the game and they have everything figured out. What also happens is the conversation comes out, and you mentioned it, about the IRAs and turning a certain age. Have the contribution limits on retirement plans changed? Have we seen any big changes there?
Yeah, there has been some changes, you know, and this is something that gets overlooked quite often, you know, and we can start right off the bat with IRAs, probably the most popular retirement plan that exists. You know, people have had them for a long time. But the IRA limits have changed this year for the first time in quite a few years. Now you can put up to $5,500 either into a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. And if you're over 50 years old, you can add an extra $1,000, bringing it up to $6,500. That's a lot of money. So, you know, now you can really start putting that money away. And it's that $500, you know, over a period of 10, 15, 20 years can make a big difference as far as your savings go. If you're contributing to a 401k, a 403b, or a 457 plan, depending on where you work, 403Bs are the nonprofit version of the 401Ks, and the 457 plans are typically used in municipalities. You can put up to $17,500 in 2013, another $500 increase over 2012, and if you're over 50 years old, you can put in an additional $5,500 in there. I mean, that brings you up to a total of $23,000 as the employee contribution to these plans.
Wow. Wow, that could make a tremendous difference to people who have to play, you said it at the top, catch up.
Yeah, exactly. Big, big difference. You know, especially if you're thinking, you know, that maybe you missed a few years early in life. If you're in your 30s, 40s, whatever it is, putting that extra money away can make a lot of difference. Because remember, when you retire, chances are you aren't going to take all this money out of the plan all at once and spend it. What you're going to do is you're going to take out what you need, and the remainder of it that will still remain in the plan, whether it's an IRA or whatever. Part of it's still going to remain there and still continue to grow. Some of this money will still have an additional 10, 15, 20 years to grow.
Yeah. The other thing that people, I think, sometimes forget, I've seen this before when I've been out and getting ready for taxes and whatnot, the questions start to fly around about, as you just mentioned, the kind of contributions you can make. Can you still make the contributions to the IRAs that will count for 2012 before you do your taxes?
Yeah, absolutely. You can make a contribution for 2012 IRA up until April 15th of this year. It's important to remember that, because some plans, especially if you're self-employed, like a SEP plan, which is a self-employed retirement plan, you can actually make a contribution up to your tax filing time. So it's April 15th. Plus, if you apply for any extensions, you can carry those extensions along, but you can't do that with an IRA. With an IRA, your contribution for last year, for the previous year, is due on tax filing day. Now, if the 15th for some reason falls on a weekend, Saturday or Sunday, and tax filing day is on the 16th or the 17th, then you have until that time. As we've had over the last couple of years, I think the last 2 years we kind of got into this weekend filing date. So IRAs have to be completed by tax filing deadline April 15th. And things like SEPs can be carried on and take advantage of a filing extension.
Yeah. You've been in the financial planning business for a while, and, you know, this is definitely in your, I call it your wheelhouse. But for other people, I was thinking about when we were growing up and going to school, you know, it's funny, Mike, I think a lot of younger people in their early 20s, they are not even thinking about retiring. And that's when you think you're Superman and you can actually fly and, and bounce back from five marathons in a row or whatever. But yeah. wouldn't we be better served to have people learn this younger, that they could start making contributions, that they could realize, why are you not taking an employee match? Because I've seen that happen with a lot of people who regret it. Like you said, there's things they didn't do when they were younger. Why is it that somehow, is it because of what I said, that people feel invincible?
You know, I think it's that. I think people just aren't aware of it. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, Kate, when I went to school, I went to a Catholic high school in Massachusetts, and we had no business classes. We had no economics classes. I didn't really understand what business was. I didn't understand accounting or anything like that. It took a while to learn over the years. And I still think that exists. I think some of the schools out there now are starting to do a better job with it. But I do think that there's this huge gap in education that should start a lot longer. Let's face it. How many teenagers do we know that are out there working, that really just, you know, work, earn their money, and then take and spend it without any idea of saving it, putting it aside?
Yeah.
How many of them really understand what a savings account is? Or how to keep a check register. These are the things that that are really missing, and they seem so simple. But if we told them how to take that money that they're earning and how they can save that money, and they, you know, and the power of compound interest, of course, interest rates are fairly low now, but understand the power of compound interest and how to keep a check register, how to create a budget, I think this will go a long way in helping them.
Yeah, I agree 100%. All right, Mike Bonacorsi, always good info. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, Kate, take care now.
Bye-bye.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Sugarman, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these things. To bring back all those colors to my dreams. Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coat, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man, met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Often when we're looking at how the economy is doing, we look at the housing index. That market, that housing market index report just came out. Tanya Marchio, who is an expert in such things, a real estate expert, joins us now here on America Tonight. You might have seen her on the tube. It seems like every time I turn on the tube, Tanya, you're somewhere popping up on CNN, CNBC, HGTV. I'm thinking, you must not be selling houses, or you probably sold them all out already, so we have time to talk.
Well, let's hope not, right? Let's hope this market stays the way it is.
What does it, first of all, so the housing report comes out, is that kind of like waiting for, you know, when actresses and actors in Hollywood are waiting to see if they're going to be nominated for an Oscar, are you just waiting with bated breath to see what the statistics say?
You know, really, there are so many different statistics when it comes to housing that it's really hard to keep up with which one's coming out when and what it means. And the housing index is really interesting. That's really the builder's sentiment and what they think, whether it's good conditions or poor conditions. And that really has been unchanged this month. So basically what that's saying is 50% of the builders think that it's a great market and 50% of them think that we still need improvement.
Yeah.
So that's really, it's a more difficult index to read than, let's say, you know, prices are going up, prices are going down, this many houses are sold. So when you're looking at the overall housing market, you have to look at a lot of things. We keep talking about the housing market in general. And what we really need to clarify for people is there are really pockets of good, and there's pockets that still need to be foreclosed on, and they will be good in 5 years. And so as an investor, you have to know where and why you're investing that money. Don't just buy houses because your neighbor's doing it and your friend's doing it like everybody was doing in 2006. Have a goal and understand what's going on in that particular market. And every market is different.
I'm glad you brought that up because, as you were saying, it's an interesting statistic to look at with builder confidence, because what the number was 47, and as you said, it's unchanged. That's been 8 consecutive monthly gains, so the index is just holding at the highest level since April 2006, and it was disastrous, obviously, before that. So the good pockets and the bad pockets, where are the good pockets?
You know, Arizona is really a hot spot right now. What has happened in Arizona is the market went way up and created instability, of course, because it couldn't sustain those kind of gains. It dropped all the way down to the bottom, and it's gradually come back up. But not just because financial markets are cyclical, because they all are. They all go down, they all come up. But because the Corporation Commission in Arizona has done a fantastic job of creating employment. So that's one of the things that you want to look at when you're going in to, and, you know, we have to live where we want to live, right? And I always say, you don't have to buy where you're living. If I'm living down in New York City and I want a fabulous place, I may rent it. But I may go invest that same money in a place like Arizona or Florida where it's going to make me money and I can pay for that fabulous apartment in New York City. So you don't have to buy where you live. You need to buy where it makes sense. And when you're looking at markets, going back to what I was saying, when you're looking at markets, you want to really look at where is the employment? What is the sustainability of these rents staying where I think they are today? And at least staying and moving forward, going up, so that I'm always making what I think that I'm making today. And it's really important that you analyze your stuff just like that. So, like I said, when you're buying where you want to live or if you're renting where you want to live, that's fantastic. But when you're really buying as an investment, make sure you're making wise decisions on where and where not to. So, and I'll give you the perfect example of where not to. Last year, Detroit went up. Detroit actually increased in value, and so we would all think that that's a fantastic thing. But if I am a buyer in Detroit, I have to make sure that there is sustainability on my rent. And 50% of that city is on government assistance. So who's going to pay their rent if the government's not? That's a place that I am not buying, and I don't care how much it increases, because I want a solid, sustainable investment.
So really, you are looking, you want to find out about rents. You want to know what the rentals are doing. You want to know, like you said, you want to know what's happening with employment, because if the employment numbers are ugly, even if the place is fabulous, you got to watch out, right?
Absolutely. And I think what the builders have run up against and why this index has really stayed the same for so long is for a long time, the builders weren't buying land. And so they weren't building because we had so much product just from all the foreclosures that were happening that the builders really couldn't build and sell with all of the product that was actually on the market just from foreclosures. And so now the builders are coming back, they're seeing opportunity, and they're starting to pick up pieces of land, and they're starting to build again. So I believe, and my prediction is, over the next 6 months, we will see that index increase because they will start building again, they will be able to sell their product again, but there's still a lot of foreclosures out there. So we still got to get through the muck. We're not over it. It's not done, But it's a good balance right now. There's foreclosures coming to the market. People can buy them. And yet we're not flooded with them like we were in 2010.
We're speaking with real estate expert Tanya Marchio. Tanya, what about foreclosures? How do you know? See, I think foreclosures are tricky. They can be an incredible investment for some people and just an awful, just a killer for other people because they don't really know what they're getting into. Are there a couple of things you can look for with foreclosures?
Well, you hit it on the head. The one thing is, you know, when we're traditionally buying homes and you've lived in that home and you're selling it to me, whether it be for an investment or my personal family home, you're going to fill out what's called a seller's disclosure statement. You're going to tell me all those things that you know you've either fixed or need to be fixed or have happened with that house. What's happened is these banks don't have the ability to know those things because people have either walked out or left and they don't know what's going on with these houses. So now when you're buying houses, a lot of times you'll see there are no seller's disclosure statement because it may be bank-owned or investor-owned or whatnot. And so there's a lot of unknowns. One of the major things, and I don't care if it's a $20,000 property or a $20 million property, get an inspection from a licensed inspector. You want to know what you're getting into before you get into it. We can all, you know, knock down walls and build kitchens and make it look really good, but if the bones of the house are bad, you're going to be in for a lot of headache.
Yeah, and you better know how to roll up your sleeves or know some good people that can come in.
You got
it's,
it.
It's like this, you know, that reality show. I can't think of the name of it now. It's hilarious. It's out of San Antonio. And they just really, they practically demolish the house and say, oh, no, this is a keeper. I think,
but
for what
know,
price?
And it's so funny because we need to really understand that reality TV is not really reality. They do a reality show here in Phoenix, and you know, these guys are buying sight unseen down at the trustee at the auction on the courthouse steps. And I've bought at the auction for the past 15 years. And yes, I've got some great deals, but there isn't a house that I don't have a report on before I buy it. I know if it has four walls. I know if it has air conditioners. I know exactly what I'm getting into so that I have a solid investment, because there's nothing like getting into a house, not knowing what's going on, having to fix it and losing money. That is not what any of us are in this business for. So, you know, like you said, they knock down every wall and it's still a great investment. Come on, there's a lot of work that goes into real estate. It's not as easy as they make it look on TV, but it's still a fantastic investment.
Yes, and it's interesting, too, like you were talking about bad pockets, and your example was great, the one of Detroit and how things have really turned there, and the unemployment, and you know, how are they going to pay that those rentals when it's over 50%. Has that turned around in Florida? Because, you know, it used to be the old joke about buying swamp land in Florida, but I think there's some good areas, pretty areas that, geez, if it turned around, I think they'd be good investments.
Oh, you bet. And you have to remember that parts of Florida are always going to be vacation destinations. Miami, no matter how much it goes up or down, people are always going to want to live there. You're always going to be able to sell a place to a foreign national in Miami. It's just how it is. So it's a great place to invest. You have to find the deal. And some of those deals, you know, we talk about knowing what you're getting into. We just found a short sale right on Collins Avenue and hot, hot area. But my agent down there walked in, and there's mold, and the air conditioning has leaked. So we have to factor those things into our buy price, because those are things that we're going to have to fix, no matter if we keep it as a rental or if we flip it. So Florida is a great place as long as you find the right properties. There's a lot of old properties in Florida, so you need to be very careful. I think that Las Vegas is going to come back within the next year and a half. They're going to lift the moratorium on foreclosure, so they have not been able to foreclose in Las Vegas for quite some time. So that market is going to flood. It's going to dip, but it'd be a great time to get in and get out. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of jobs in Las Vegas, and they do have a water issue. It's not a place that I want to buy and hold like Arizona. So that goes back to what we were saying about just knowing your investment strategy, because you have to know when to get in, when to get out, when to be the buyer, and when to be the lender, and have really good advice. You know, we see all these people and they make you pay for their seminars and they make it look so easy. Just find a good professional, in all honesty. Don't spend $20,000 to listen to a guru. Don't put that $20,000 into a house. It'll be the best learning experience you've ever had.
I love it. Tanya Marchio, you check her out at teaminvestmentsinc.com. Great stuff, Tanya. We'll have you on again. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight, if we weren't talking about the financial scrapes that we're in this country and the constant tug of war. Levi Russell joins us now. He's American for Prosperity's Director of Public Affairs. Levi, the big thing that looms is the government shutdown at the end of March, or whether or not we're going to push up the deficit ceiling again. The Dems are looking for about $1 trillion in new tax revenue, or really through tax reform in 2013. Do you think they're going to get it? And is this the way to tackle this problem in the first place?
Well, what we've seen is a repeating pattern, and it's actually funny because President Obama in his speech, which I know you saw earlier this afternoon, said that we can't go lurching from one crisis to another. But in fact, that's exactly what he and his administration have done, as well as the Democrat-controlled Senate.
of taking each opportunity to try to extract and wring out the American people for more tax dollars under the guise of that we have to do this or there will be, you know, an economic catastrophe, when the reality is, as you well know, that we are already facing an economic catastrophe, which is caused by this runaway spending and growing government debt. But I do think that the American people understand that we're in a problem. I don't know if they know the scope and the scale of it, but I don't think that there is the mandate nor the political will to go anywhere as close as far as they're hoping to.
Yeah, and then we find it's interesting in talking about that, and we'll bounce back in that, back to what's happening with the bill being due and all that kind of stuff and how much is getting heaped on in a second. But the president announces today, and this isn't a surprise either because we see this year after year after year, even going back in previous administrations, there is no budget again. The budget gets pushed. Is it just an impossible task to come up with a balanced budget?
It depends on who you ask. If you ask the House, as you know, they have passed a budget. They passed the Ryan budget. It was a great, I think actually a fantastic attempt at balancing the budget. Senate has not passed one in, what are we, 4 years now? The president himself, I guess, deserves some credit for taking a stab at it, right? He came up with a budget that showed all of the extra billions and trillions of dollars he'd like to spend and sent it down to the Senate floor where he didn't get one single vote. But hey, at least he, you know, put it on paper and said, hey, I'd really love to spend a whole lot more money that we don't have if you'd all allow it. That's my best idea for the country. But kidding aside, the reality is the issues, the economic, you know, pain that we're facing is difficult, and there is a lack of will in Washington, especially among Senate Democrats, to go on the record supporting any sort of reduction in entitlements or in favors to their constituents.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the lines that I scoped out of one of the press releases from AFP, and you talk about this, is tax and spending myths. What are the biggest tax and spending myths coming out of D.C. lately?
Well, you know, one of the biggest ones that the president himself has repeated a number of times that it is just egregious, which he then again repeated in his press conference this afternoon, was that he has cut spending. He said he's cut $1.4 trillion of spending. Those are fake imaginary spending cuts that have not been voted on and have not passed and have not taken effect. This is a president who, you know, has essentially, you know, those are as mythical as anything else. But he is taking credit for it and almost using that as reasoning for why we don't need to address our overspending crisis in a really substantive, meaningful way. That is one of the main myths that people need to look past the rhetoric of what is being said and look into the policy to see that, no, not only have we not had any spending cuts at all, but we have overspent. We have just crossed our fourth year of a $1 trillion deficit, and 43 of the past 45 months that President Obama has been in office have been a deficit. He's been the overspender in chief since day one.
Yeah. What do you think is the, you know, I think there's always that high water mark where it's just impossible. It's like we are drowning, and no matter how many life preservers they throw to us, and if you call out the Coast Guard, they just can't save us in time. I say that the road that we're looking at, I don't think it's too ridiculous to say if we continue to do what we are doing now, we could look at $20 trillion in deficit. Do we ever recover from that?
Well, you're right. If things go unchecked, if we're, you know, if things continue on their present order, we are absolutely on track with this president to hit $20 million in debt. That is not a stretch. We're over 16 now, and we've been adding a trillion or so every single year. So that is eminently achievable. But I think that we have some real opportunities coming up in the short term to put us change to that. I think that go back to the debt ceiling fight, which you know is coming up here again shortly, but go back a year and a half to this debt ceiling fight where Congress, through the sequester, made an agreement, made a pact with the American people that they would cut some substantive spending from the budget one way or another, and they put in these through these triggers where if they couldn't figure out and all agree on exactly where it came from, that it would be across the board, defense and everything else would just be cut. We're coming up to, sure, we have a debt ceiling fight that's going to happen, but we also have a fight coming up about the sequester of these cuts. And that is where I believe is our best opportunity to hold Congress accountable for exactly what they have promised, without any demagoguing, without any fake crisis, without any fiscal cliff, you know, looming in the background, but just to say, are you willing to make good on your promise, which you absolutely promise you should, and we all in this country agree this is the right thing to do, to cut back on this over wasteful government spending, or are you not? And those that are for and do the right thing will have the support of American people, of supportive Tea Party groups, Americans for Prosperity, and many others. And for those that don't, there's going to be very real consequences. There's going to be very real consequences that I think the people are paying attention, and they know that if you don't do the job you promised to do, you can be fired.
Levi, you know that accountability is a dirty word in D.C., right?
Yes, it's one of those dirty words. You're right. But I think it's our job to hold them to this, and it is, you know, this is one of those areas where I think it's a really unique opportunity, because with everything else, say with this past fiscal cliff, you know, fight, there was this debate where somehow if we didn't give in, or if we didn't, you know, make concessions or come up with some sort of a negotiation, that the economy would fall off this imaginary cliff. With the spending cuts that are coming up with the sequester, there is no false urgency other than you are either willing to make tough decisions and to do your job, or you are not. And so this is a good chance for us all to put a lot of pressure on Washington and help make them make the right decisions.
Yeah. Do you think, if I were making a list, and I did the list as we headed into 2013, and I had tax reform as probably the biggest, or at least in my top five, biggest fights for this 113th Congress, what do you think?
Whether they could get it done or not?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be tough. I'll put it that way. It's going to be tough. Conservatives still, you know, make up 100 or so members of Congress, and a few strong ones in the Senate, and obviously we know where the White House is at. I think that any meaningful reform is probably going to have a lot of challenges and a lot of roadblocks. I think that what you said earlier is what makes the most sense, where we are on track to hit $20 trillion in debt in the next 4 years, and our priority now should be staving off that disaster from happening, keeping, you know, the ocean at bay, if you will, for the next couple of years, forcing through some meaningful entitlement cuts, some meaningful cuts to wasteful spending, and then allowing hopefully a Congress that is more resolved to address our fiscal woes in a substantive, meaningful way, take on that challenge, you know, in a year or two.
Yeah. Notice it's hard to remember that. It's 20 trillion. Hopefully I said trillion, but I may have said a million. 20 trillion. It's a hard number to even fathom in your head to imagine what that looks like. Levi Russell, AFP, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.